Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas here in just a moment. We are going to get with the program. We were sharing some snow and some unbelievably cold stories there during the break. Matt Douglas, of course, has many because of his time spent in the Dakotas.
I mean, you got some good stories, maybe, to put.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Like a month of negative temperatures while I was up there, and that's what brings me back to Ohio, essentially.
Right? Who would have ever thought the weather would bring you back to Ohio, man? Just so unbelievably hard to believe. All right. Joining us here in studio, Jason Williams with Get With The Program. Jason, good to see you, man. How are you?
Good, good. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. And we were sharing these horror stories about the weather, and we were looking at the forecast for the weekend, saying that we could be in the teens for highs. And, well, if you've got Monday off, and a lot of folks do, it's a great opportunity to head on down to Oberlin College and take advantage of this music technology STEM camp you guys are hosting. And I wanted to have you in because I generally don't associate the two, STEM camps and music technology, but you guys are going to make them come together on Monday.
Yes, we are. And so this is actually a professor that I worked with last year. So last year we did a science of sound and music STEM camp where we had a bunch of different activities talking about frequency, vibration, sound waves, and things like that, and did some pretty cool hands-on project-based activities. And so that professor reached out to me again, and there's another professor that I'm working with, and she had this really cool idea. The main project is that the kids will build their own speakers, paper speakers. And she had a bunch of activities around, pull this up real quick. This is not my area of expertise, but analog synths. The kids will be take a tour of the Tamara Studios, which is the multi-million-dollar studio at Oberlin College and Conservatory. We have some activities around that, a recording workshop, you know, a sound walk activity around the conservatory, and, you know, it's going to culminate in them building a speaker, and we're going to learn about electromagnetism and things like that.
Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun, and that was going to be one of my questions. You know, what kinds of equipment are the kids going to get an opportunity to work with? Because that's one of the coolest parts about this. You learn a lot of things along the way, but when you're talking about music technology, I think it can be a little bit overwhelming, but when you're in a camp setting like this, you're learning how to use these really cool pieces of equipment. That's got to be pretty awesome for the kids.
Yeah, it is. And so one of the activities is that they're going to learn what synthesizers are and how they're used to make music. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to build this. It's like a patchwork speaker. So they'll each put together and design their own speaker, and they're going to put it together like a patchwork quilt and do some activities around that. They also, they'll use Foley instruments. That's actually new to me. I'm not exactly sure what that is. but they're going to use that to improvise sounds to a silent video. And then we have a recording workshop where they'll be in the recording studio and doing some activities around that as well.
So they might get the opportunity to hear some of their work as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
cool. So they get immediate results and the use of synthesizers as well.
Yeah.
That seems kind of cool. Now, you were telling us earlier this was an idea that you got from a different professor. How does all this come together? Because, again, to me, it just seemed like these weren't two entities that would naturally match up. But how long does it take for an idea like this to come to fruition?
So it usually depends. If it's something original, you know, then I have to, you know, do some research and, you know, find people with that skill set and, you know, recruit and, you know, source supplies and all of that, versus someone, you know, already having the expertise and, hey, I want to do this. I'm like, let's do it. And so it all depends, but usually is a pretty quick turnaround. So with this camp in particular, I actually ran into the professor in a grocery store at the end of December. And she said, I had this idea. I want to put you in contact with Abby Oresti, who's the other professor that I'm working with. And in a period of like 2 weeks or so, put this together.
I was going to say, that's lightning quick. Yeah. Lightning quick.
Yeah, no kidding. What about the process of some of the things that the kids are doing? Like building a speaker. I mean, who comes up with that? And do they kind of have to present it to you and show you, hey, this is how we do it?
And so it's a combination of things. And so the different themes for our various STEM programs, it either comes from myself, so something that I think is, you know, would be fun and interesting to do. And then I have a testing group at home with my kids.
Sure.
And so I'm like, hey guys, let's do this. And if they like it, it's a go. If not, I'll hold off on it. Or professors or students will reach out to me like, hey, we have this or we want to try this. And so it's just a combination of things. So something that I may be personally interested or that I see my kids gravitating towards. Or if it's just something, for example, last January, we did a cryptocurrency STEM camp. And so I just thought that would be cool to introduce, you know, the idea of, you know, the blockchain and cryptography and, you know, and it was a challenge for me to kind of kiddify it, so to speak. And so we just look for, you know, things that we think would be fun, come up with some cool activities that really resonate with kids and, you know, go from there.
You need to term that kidify. I love that, man. I love that phrase.
Trademark here today.
I mean, it really is fascinating when we take a look at all the themes and the times we've had you in here. I mean, you guys find a way to relate the STEM process, everything to everything kind of out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what we want kids to see, that, you know, you interface and you interact with STEM on a daily basis in every activity. So whether it's playing sports, you know, the mechanics, the force, the science that's a part of that, to music, to other activities. And so we like to relay that to kids. And so whatever you're interested in doing, there's some type of STEM connection there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Again, Jason Williams with Get With The Program, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. So you guys have a couple different sessions, correct? This is on Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
This coming Monday. What are the times for all these sessions?
All-day STEM camp, and so this is an all-day program, so it goes from 9:30 to 4 p.m., and we do have an add-on option until 5. And so we provide lunch and a light snack. And so, honestly, the lunch might be the highlight of the program because the kids enjoy, you know, the buffet-style cafeterias at Oberlin College, and so, like, they get a kick out of that.
So you can crush a lunch spread, you can make some music, you can make a paper speaker too.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh man, that's a heck of a day off for a kid out there.
Yeah, and sneak some learning in there.
Lot of learning in there too. I think the kids are blown away. You know, you guys just got done talking about how STEM really has a connection to basically every interesting aspect of life, and I think uncovering that for kids certainly goes a long ways. And, you know, you guys do more than just camps like this. You guys have a lot of after-school camps as well.
Yeah.
And you were telling me before we came on the air, you guys have really expanded that to two new areas.
Yeah, and so we just finished up a partnership with the Cleveland Playhouse. And so we partnered with the Cleveland Playhouse to offer after-school STEM program at two Cleveland Metropolitan School District schools, Walton Elementary and Elmira Elementary. And in 2 weeks, we have two more after-school programs starting up, one in way out in Richmond Heights, Richmond Heights School District, and then another one locally with Child Garden. And so they have four locations throughout the county, and so we're working with two of their locations.
So you guys have really expanded your reach, because I remember it was, what, almost 2 years ago we had John here for the first time. I think you guys had just gotten going.
Yeah.
I mean, does that blow you away sometimes? You look back at that and see, wow, how big this has gotten?
Yeah. Thing is, I don't have a lot of time to look back too often. But, yeah, and so it just shows the demand for this. And there's times where, you know, I even have trouble keeping up with everything. And so, and also, I want to say that back in, I believe, May of 2018, the Nord Family Foundation funded this after school and out of school time survey. And Get With The Program is the only STEM organization based in Lorain County. There were two other organizations that had STEM programs, but we're the only ones that's based in Lorain County.
Awesome stuff. And you threw a number at me earlier, mentioning the number of kids who have run through the program as well.
Yeah, so we've had over 3,000 kids come through our various programs. So these year-round STEM camp programs, our after-school programs, and different programs like that. So over 3,000 kids.
Jason,
today.
Why was this important? I know you've probably mentioned this on the show, but why was it important to you to start something like this, get with the program, and especially when schools, you hear people complaining about teaching to the test and everything these days. Now, this is a different way for kids to have fun with everything. Why was it important to you to put it out there?
So there were a couple of different factors. So one was I was always interested in math and science growing up, but never had access to those programs. And my scientific curiosity often got me in trouble, you know, taking appliances apart around the house. You know, sometimes I was able to put them back together. Sometimes I wasn't. And just not having that, you know, outlet that went into it. And then when I became a parent, you know, when I became a father, I said I didn't want my kids to experience this and wanted them to have access and afford them opportunities that I didn't have. And so there was nothing like out there that existed, especially in this area. And so they were also a part of the reason why I decided to create this program. And in fact, on our logo, these are my two older kids.
Nice.
See, that kind of curiosity could have gotten you in a lot of trouble when you were younger.
Yeah.
But now, in today's day and age, that kind of curiosity gets you congratulated.
Yeah, and that's the thing with with schools and just our approach to learning and education. It's, you know, oftentimes, you know, when kids get in trouble, that's them misusing their talent or gift or, you know, whatever their, you know, natural proclivity is. And so instead of saying, hey, that's wrong, don't do that, try to figure out, like, okay, how can we, you know, how can we, you know, turn this around for the positive? And so, you know, a good thing that I wish would have happened as a child was that, hey, you know, let's get you some, you know, electronics or something like that, or just having access to programs like that where I got to, you know, fiddle and take, you know, take things apart. Versus, you know, and at school as well, at home and at school, and just growing up in an environment that's not, you know, conducive and nourishing to that. And it's like, I understand that, you know, I'm taking apart a toaster and, you know, a stereo. I'll be upset too. Like, hey, we paid money for this. But, you know, finding, you know, creative outlets and, like that for children. And then that's what I think Get With The Program provides and why there's, you know, such demand for our programs is that we provide these creative outlets for kids where they can still be a kid, and we just show them, hey, you already are doing this. Here's the math and science piece to it. You know, go forth and be great.
It's a very hands-on approach, it seems, as opposed to just opening the book and going through the numbers there.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, kids and people especially, but especially kids, learn by doing.
Yeah. Well, Monday, a perfect opportunity. If you're looking for something for your kid to do, this is a terrific opportunity to kind of let them explore their curiosity. A music technology STEM camp takes place at Oberlin College. Jason, for our listeners out there right now wondering where they can go to get more information on this, where can they go to get it?
They can go to our website. Our website is www.gwtp.us. That's the abbreviation for Get With The Program, gwtp.us.
Very good stuff. And again, it takes place on Monday. They're calling for highs in the teens. So don't trap yourself inside with the kids. Bring them out to the camp, man. Have a great time. The kids will have a blast. And they also get lunch. That's all part of the deal, too.
So parents, it's an all-day program. Again, 9:30 to 4 p.m. There's an add-on option until 5. We provide lunch and a light snack. So we feed them, have fun, and teach them.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, Jason, always awesome. Always a pleasure to have you here in studio. Congratulations, man, on all the success that you guys have had with
Thank
the expansion
you.
Of the after-school programs. And over 3,000 kids now participated in these camps, and that number continues to grow. Hopefully, you're able to get a little bit of cooperation from Mother Nature on Monday so you can get more kids out as well.
Oh, man. Oh, yes, Mother Nature, come on.
Yeah, just give us a little something. No precipitation on Monday. That'll pass. Jason, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, Jason Williams with Get With The Program joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.